we could scan every page of the New Testament and never come upon the word Trinity because it's not there. And yet for 2,000 years, we as Christians have embraced and held up the mystery that we celebrate today, that God is radically one, and yet within that unity is this plurality of life and of person that we call the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Indeed, it took the church about four centuries of theological work and prayer and discussion and at times conflict to formulate what we call the Nicene Creed today, which really embraces and articulates the mystery of the Trinity. So even though the Trinity isn't in the New Testament, that great mystery is certainly made known and revealed by Jesus. And so Jesus points to God as Father. Indeed, he calls God Abba in his native Aramaic, which roughly translated would be Daddy for us. Something shockingly familiar, almost too familiar for the people of Jesus' time. Calls himself the Son, and then talks about the sending of the Holy Spirit. And so within the New Testament, Jesus shows us the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We can contemplate the Trinity both as mystery and as revelation. That on the one hand, God makes himself known to us, but on the other hand, we know that God is so big, so beyond us, so mysterious that we can never fully grasp the vast nature of God. And so in Jesus, we see that God is merciful. In the Old Testament, we see that God is creative. In the Holy Spirit, we see that God is sanctifying us and making us in his image and likeness in terms of holiness. In Jesus' parables, we come to know what is in God's heart. So on the one hand, Jesus fully reveals who God is. And yet on the other, we know that God always remains a mystery. That if we say God is light, we also have to say God isn't light as we understand light to be, because God's light is so beyond us that sometimes it appears to us as darkness. That yes, God is present, but God is so abundantly present that at times his presence appears to us as absence. That's the paradox that the mystics in our Catholic tradition sought to grasp and live. So we could say that God is so close to us that we can never avoid him. God is so beyond us that we can never possess him. Sounds like the definition of frustration, doesn't it? God is so close to us, we cannot avoid him. God is so beyond us, we can never possess him. Sounds like trying to play golf. And we have this little ball that's here, and we're going to try to get it over there, and we don't know how. And yet it's in that mystery of revelation and mystery. It's in that mystery of God being known, but also God hiding himself, that he lures us into this divine romance, into this love relationship with him. That indeed, we are called, invited to live that Trinitarian life. St. Augustine articulated the Trinity very well. He called the Father the Lover, the Son the Beloved, and the Holy Spirit love itself. And so the Trinity is this perpetual dynamic motion of self-emptying and receiving, this pouring out of love forever within the very inner life of God himself. And heaven for us then will be to stand in the center of that Trinitarian life forever and to share in that outpouring and in that receiving. Each one of the readings this morning speak of our connection to God somehow. In that first reading from Proverbs, the wisdom of God says that wisdom took delight in the human race. And so even from the beginning, God's plan is not complete without us. In the second reading, St. Paul says that the Holy Spirit has been poured forth into our hearts to give us hope. And in the Gospel, again, that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us everything that is of God. 3 weeks ago, on the sixth Sunday of Easter, we had that beautiful gospel from St. John when Jesus says, "Those who love me will keep my commandments, And we will come to that person and we will make our dwelling with that person. We will abide with that person. We see there the plurality of the Trinity, which points all the way back to Genesis when God says, "Let us make man and woman in our likeness and image." Plurality. And so it's within that plurality of God that we are invited to become, in a sense, a living part of that Trinitarian life. That God doesn't hold his life over and above us, but lovingly invites us to enter and to come into the very inner sanctum of God's life. That is the good news of our faith. That in baptism and later confirmation, in the renewal of this Eucharist, that Trinitarian life once again is revived in us, and we come to know who we fundamentally are. One of the saints said that when we sin, we are suffering temporary amnesia, because in order to sin, we have to stop thinking for a moment at least about the fact that we are beloved daughter or son of the Father, that we are a brother or sister of Jesus Christ, that we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. That when we sin, we have to put all of that aside and forget it on purpose in order to walk away from that glorious Trinitarian life. And so throughout our days, throughout our weeks, throughout our years of our lives, we have all of these sacred reminders that call us back to the center so that we come ever more fully to know who God is, and by that fact to know who we are. God, unity in plurality, a plurality that does not destroy the unity, a unity that doesn't crush the plurality. In God, we see this perfect image of how every human relationship should be, whether that's marriage, family, parish, a civic community, our broader society, to find a unity in God, and yet to allow the legitimate plurality to flourish, so that we come to know who we are and who each other is. To live that Trinitarian life, then, already now, is to have a foretaste of the glory of heaven. We pray that throughout our lives we may ever come to know more fully the glorious Trinitarian life within us. God, who is so close to us we cannot avoid him. God is so beyond us that we can never possess him. Rather, he possesses us. And when we surrender to that mystery, when we allow the Lord to embrace us, take us over, we find a freedom and a joy that this world cannot give.